Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Slam it to the left if you're having a good time. Shake it to the right if you know that you feel bad. Shake it to the front. Go around.
Spice Girls.
No.
Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time. And this is Success Freaks.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one Are You Gonna Go My Way comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 274, When Things Don't Go Your Way. And today we're coming at you alive from Gastonia, North Carolina, and Phoenix, Arizona. In Phoenix, tittering and giggling at me, it's Kirsten.
I don't know if you can say that word on radio.
I think there's a problem with saying giggling.
No, that's not what I said. Tittering and breastising and all of that stuff.
Okay. We want to keep our whatever that rating is, because we want to be able to be heard. There's some countries that if you're explicit, they won't play you. Period.
I know that, but that's a medical term, so I don't feel bad about that.
Yes. Let's move on, shall we?
Welcome to the show.
So, some interesting things. I was just working on a show, uploading a show. It was called Less Bitching, More Fixing, and we talked about a number of things in it. And I just want to say that right this moment, one of the things we talked about is my computer going kaflooey. I have my computer back. I am on it. It is working. It is better than it was before. The $6 million computer.
$6 million?
$6 million computer from the, parody of the $6 million man, 1970s show.
I was going to say, you probably didn't spend that much on a computer.
No. No.
And also, why do you dance around in tights every weekend if you can spend $6 million on a computer?
Right, because until you dance around in tights,
I was in dance for over a decade. I know how it feels to dance around in tights. I'm also a female who was in ballet, so.
All right. You're better at this than I am.
Anywho,
the computer is fixed. It is done. Oh, and just another heads up. I don't remember if we talked about it last episode, and only because this stuff is fresh on my brain. My car window fixed. Took care of that.
I don't know if we ever updated it, but I saw you post on social media.
Yeah, so I should probably put, a picture of this stuff somewhere.
Accountability.
And another thing that has happened that ever since episode 260, which was the last episode that we seem to have any kind of traction or numbers with, which was the episode you joined with, and then the numbers just took a dive, and it's like, I don't know why that's happening. Come on, these are great shows. I'm listening to them. They're great shows. What the heck is going on? And then somebody said, hey, you guys aren't putting anything out on Stitcher. It's like, what? And then I did a little more research, and it's like, we're not putting anything out on iTunes either. So we have two different iTunes thingies. One is put out by Blog Talk Radio. The other one is where all of our feeds go through, or all of our stuff goes through. I'm probably saying the wrong words. So I got my web guy on it, Nolan the web guy, and he fixed it. And I'm like, well, I wonder if this will make a difference. And boom! it did indeed. Our last episode that was put out a week ago.
Amazing.
Broke 600 downloads.
The numbers of people listening to your podcast increase when you actually broadcast your podcast. It's amazing.
It is. And it's just like, it was a good number. It was a good number.
Why don't I have any views on these videos that I haven't uploaded? Gee, I wonder.
Have you checked iTunes?
I don't upload to iTunes, my friend.
I know. I'm being funny.
Were you? I'm sorry.
In my brain. So that's great. what do you do when things are not going your way? You figure it out. It plays right back to less bitching, more fixing. Sure, you can. One of the things that I'm looking up, what to do when this happens, and one of the things it says is venting. And I didn't read the article, but I'm going to say actually studies have shown that venting does not help you. It does not help you. It does not help others around you. So just complaining about stuff, it brings the room down, babies, and it doesn't help you move forward to fixing something.
But what do you think about journaling? Because I think journaling is very cathartic.
Depends on I think there should be a healthy balance in there. It depends on what your journaling is about. If you're like, this sucks, my life sucks, blah, 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 then no, I think that's awful. But if you get some of that off your chest and then they go, and here's how I'm going to fix it. And here's, you know, it's
when I'm going through something, sometimes it's easier to just vent about it. Like journaling, I journal constantly. And sometimes it's just easier to just get all of that nasty guck out, all of the horrible things that you're thinking that you don't actually think, but because you're so upset, you are thinking those things, like just the horrible things you think about people, but you know you normally don't feel that way. You're just so upset because of what's happening. I like getting that out in a journal because then that way when I am talking to someone and it comes up and then they're like, well, really, what's going on? And they try and like, they push a little, then I don't explode that all over them because I've already gotten it out.
Right. Do you use it as a threat to you're going to be in my journal. You.
Nope.
Bringer of the bad days.
No, I don't plan to journal. I would love to be someone that journals constantly, like once a day or, you know, a couple times a week. I honestly just journal when I'm really upset and it just helps me kind of let all that out and not let it out onto someone. Because it's hard sometimes if you're venting to not project it onto the person you're venting to.
Right.
Like to start saying you as the general you, but you're also staring right at a person. So it kind of feels like you're that talking to that person when you're venting. So a journal doesn't, you don't have to feel like you're going to hurt their feelings.
Right.
But
so
I mean,
true.
If you don't think it's valid.
So true. Well, the reason that we have this title, When Things Don't Go Your Way, is because at the end of today, about half the country is going to experience that things didn't go their way because it's election day.
When we're recording this, yeah. Not when we're listening to it.
When we're recording this. It's not when you're listening to it. Our listeners are very intelligent. They realize that. I guess we just have to let them know that we realize that.
Right.
So it's already happening. I mean, people are talking about it all in the news. I have to pull myself away from the TV so I can get stuff done. Tonight, I have plans to go to a pub in Charlotte with some friends of mine. One of the other Tortugas, Brian, who plays Salvador, and some of his friends are either like, hey, we're doing this watching thing together. It's like, oh, I'll go. That sounds like fun. We can either rejoice or commiserate. Either way.
Is it close to you?
It's in Charlotte. It's like, you know, 30 minutes at that.
Well, then I hope you manage to make it.
Why do you say that?
In a previous podcast, we talked about how if it's close, you're going to go. And if it's far, kind of like...
If you're going to do a callback like that, you got to let our new listeners know.
As you started
or
the episode talking about
who I'm sitting there and going, I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay, I referenced an episode from two episodes ago, and you referenced 14 episodes ago, but I'm doing the callback.
Yeah. What did I say? I'm a creature of location. It has to be close by. Otherwise, I don't want to go. But I'm either going to be watching here in the house alone or I'm going to be out with some friends. And I'm like, you know what? I need to be more social. So that's what I'm doing, yo. I'm being more social. Do you ever have things not go your way? Hey, rhetorical question number one. Bing.
Yeah.
Are you sure? isn't this your vacation life just like it's my vacation life?
No, this is my struggle bus, and it's real.
Struggle bus, that's a tag that needs to be put in.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes you're riding the struggle bus, sometimes you're riding the hot mess express, and sometimes things are better than that. But, it's so funny, I've noticed, especially there's an app called Time Hop, and you sync your social media with it, and then every day it goes through all of your social media for Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and it shows you what you posted on this day in history. And I have gone through some really great phases of my life where everything was working out for me, as you say, everything's working out for me. And then there's just times where it's like nothing works. And I feel like I'm constantly either one or the other. I feel like I don't have very many points in the last decade that I can remember that I've got a couple things working and a couple things failing. I usually kind of have a lot of stuff going really well or a lot that's not. So, yeah, sometimes things don't work out for me. Like my neighbor that I complained about last time.
That we talked about in the last episode. This is our basically success freak stitch and bitch.
Well, you know, the fact that he didn't get evicted for like all the threats he made to me, that didn't really go my way. And now I have to sit and live with this man and see him all the time. And it's just, you know, it's a little stressful and it's calmed down since, you know, now he parks in his normal spot and he has for a few months. But it's just the little things that pile up so quickly. And then it feels like everywhere you go, it's a little thing that's not working and a little thing that's not working and a little thing that's not working. It's like all of it's not working. Just all of it. Just scrap it all and start over. So I'm thinking of changing my name to Anastasia Beaverhausen and moving to Montana. What are your thoughts on that?
Of the Montana von Beaverhausens.
Yes, obviously. I want to be posh.
Of course.
But probably running away from my problems.
Probably not the best thing. Running away from your problems is probably not the best ideal to have there. So I would say that's not a great thing to do.
Even to be named Anastasia Beaverhausen?
I think that's the best thing of everything you've said. However, we will talk more about this right as soon as we come back.
Hunger isn't a faraway problem. 1 in 7 Americans live with hunger. At Islamic Relief USA, we think it's up to the other 6 to share our food with our neighbors. Islamic Relief USA is packing up food and bringing it to communities in need. As always, it's for anyone of any faith or any background. It's just one of dozens of ways Islamic Relief USA is looking out for our neighbors. To learn more, visit irusa.org. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 274. I'm on my second cup of coffee, and articulation is hard. Before the break, we were talking about when things don't go your way, and I was alluding to a string of events that seem to always happen to me. Not to be that person that, like, everything always happens to me, but...
A string of unfortunate events?
Yes, a series of unfortunate... You know what? That's got a good ring to it. That should be like a book, or maybe made into a movie, or... Maybe made into a movie that didn't do well, so they're going to make it into a movie again. Maybe Neil Patrick Harris this time. I don't know. I'm just talking crazy.
Are they really? They're going to do it again?
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris is going to be the bad guy, which I thought Jim Carrey was fantastic, but I also love Jim Carrey. Right. Any hoozlebees.
Okay.
I don't want to be that. I don't like to be that person that's like, everything's not working for me. It's usually after the fact, after I get through everything, that I'm like, wow, a lot of that also all just was kind of crummy all at once. And... We are kind of discussing. I'm interested to see what Mordant has to say about what to do when things don't go your way.
Well, I'm going to change it up a little bit. It's sometimes things not only don't go your way, but they don't go as you thought they would. I mean, I want you to go back with me. Go back into the Wayback Machine, all the way back to when I was a young lad in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, I wasn't alive then, but go ahead.
You absolutely were not alive then. Actually, thanks, Betty Rubble.
Yeah.
All the way back there. And I was a scrawny little kid, never really wanted anything, didn't do any sports or anything. And I had, there's the soapbox derby or the whatever derby it is. But there was also, they had one for rockets where you would make a rocket ship and put a propeller in it. And with a rubber band, and they would hang it on this little wire, and you would race. And I was doing really well, and for luck, and because he, you know, did it really well and didn't break it, my dad was winding the propeller, you know, up, and then I would win, and I could not wait. I'd heard them talking about there's going to be a, you know, you're going to get a trophy and all this other stuff. I've never had a trophy before. I was so excited. And then people, you know, then it was over, and I was like, okay, the trophy's going to come really soon. And then people were leaving, and then I'm like, well, no, and my parents are going, well, we got to go. It's like, no, I want to stick around. The trophy's going to happen. And they're like, they didn't get a trophy. I'm like, what? So that did not go as I thought it would. And it was, you know, my wee young mind in the 70s, it was heartbreaking. And I'm sure long lasting effects.
Right.
What?
In the 70s when I wasn't alive. Continue.
Yeah. Anyways, nothing, everything brightened up on that sunny morning. And what was it, 1986? When were you born?
88. Sorry.
What happened in 88? I don't know.
The birth of Kirsten, duh.
I think Reagan was still president.
Well, that's great. Reagan was a wonderful president.
There you go. And we're back at the elections.
Anyway.
Did you vote? Did you vote?
Okay, so I have done this for, let me tell you what I do. And I can't, it's so funny. It's a habit that's so hard for me to break. I get early ballots so I can mail them in. And I never do. I always go drop them off on election day at the poll.
Oh, that you still, does it count still? Does that?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
you're going to do that today, right?
Yeah. And you get to skip the line.
Then you're golden. Who cares? That's brilliant.
I know. And I kind of like it because I get to still be part of like the voting process, like, you know, going to the polls, but I get to skip that nasty long line. You just go right to the front. They have a box that's got like a little cutout in the top and you just go, can I drop off my early ballot? And they go, sure. Do you want a sticker? Even though I think the ballots this year came with a sticker in them. And then you go, yes, I want my sticker because it doesn't count if I don't Instagram my picture of me saying I voted. My vote doesn't count. So then I get my sticker and I skip the line. And as I walk past the long, hours long line, I go, peace out, suckers. Unless you're voting for my candidate, then hope you wait as long as you have to. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I did absentee ballot. So that, you know, I like to do that because I can sit in front of my computer and go, what does this mean? What does this mean? Especially when it comes to the amendments. Because they are worded in such a way, and there was a thing in Florida where they're like, this First Amendment is not worded in such a way that anybody understands. It was for solar power, and I was looking at it. I'm like, oh, this sounds great. This amendment sounds fantastic. Why would I not want to do this? Well, let's go in and look anyways. And it's like, well, who's supporting this amendment? It's like electric company, this company, this company. I'm like, hold on a tick. Just a moment. This may not say what I think it is going to say.
There's one in California that's similar with plastic bags that is worded. It's so convoluted. And so if you're, you know, if you don't want plastic bags anymore and you think that they are a pollutant to the environment, the way that the bill and that it's worded, it looks like both of them are just like happy, positive, wonderful for protecting the environment. And one of them is like, produce a million more plastic bags per capita. Like, it's crazy. So you have to look at it. And that's one of the reasons I like the take home ballot, because I can sit there and research everything and fill it out, which I have done, but I just now need to go to the polling place because I never actually put it in the mailbox.
Yeah, that's fine. You get it there. So that's awesome.
I've done it every year.
What I recommend is when you're looking for something, there's usually a website which is very fair the way they word it. It's like, here's what people who are for this say about it. Here's what people who are against this say about it. That way you kind of, it doesn't like trying to pull you one way or the other. It's just giving you the opinions of these people and what they say about it. So you can go, oh, I agree with those people. And you can make your vote accordingly. So yeah, I like absentee ballots. It gives me time to do that. The only thing I don't hate is that in Florida, the judges, Supreme Court and all the other judges, it doesn't tell you, you know, what their leanings were or anything. So it's just kind of like it's a name and you're guessing and you have to really dig. And I thought, well, I'll just go to the DNC in Florida's website and see what they say. And nothing. They're not even saying, hey, these are the people that we think you should vote for, or here are some recommendations, or, you know, oh, beep, 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 warning, this one's really, you know, a jackhole. Don't go that way. So nothing. Let's just fend for ourselves. We have to think our way through this with Google at our side.
We got on a tangent there, but when things don't go your way. But
sometimes when things don't go your way, you got to dig a little more. You got to look a little more. You got to figure it out. Sometimes you got to cut your losses. Sometimes you got to go, this is taking up too much of my dang tooting, rootin' tootin' time. I got to go. Daddy's got stuff to do. So
you're so weird.
I am.
There's actually a book. I don't know if you're familiar. I know you like audiobooks.
Sometimes
do you ever...
I'm too familiar.
No, are you familiar with the app Overdrive?
I am not.
Okay, it's an app for library books, ebooks, and audiobooks. They're free because it's a library. So the way it works in Arizona is that normally, like, we have all these libraries like Phoenix and Chandler and Gilbert and Glendale, and it works online with Maricopa, the whole Maricopa County. So you have access to multiple different libraries, but it's free. Ebooks for free, and there's new releases and everything. And there's one that I have in my checkouts right now that's called The Next Happy, and it's by Tracy Cleantis. And it says, let go of the life you planned and find a new way forward. And I think that that's really appropriate. I just added it to my book, to my list a couple of days ago. So I haven't opened it yet or started reading it. But I think that it's a big thing nowadays because of, I don't know, like, you know how everyone says, oh, you have to have a bachelor's degree for most jobs now. And now it's like a master's degree. Like, now having a bachelor's degree is the new high school diploma. It feels like everybody is so overqualified for every job. And so now you have to be overqualified. And a lot of people, like myself included, have spent so many years pursuing a certain career that it's kind of outside of my grasp because of outside circumstances and the way that the people that I want to work for are doing their hiring. And so I think that it's kind of a big thing now, you know, when things don't go your way, how to readjust to that, especially when you've had like the same dream for so long. I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with. So maybe in the next segment, we can give people ideas on how to reassess their thinking.
Thank you, William Shatner. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 274, when things don't go your way, like that introduction.
Yeah, now, like
we were talking in my favorite episode. We were talking in the in-between about some pertinent facts, and we've got way, way off track, so I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I do remember that I'm supposed to throw it to Kirsten.
And I knew you were going to forget.
There you go.
Which is funny, because I was already prepping, making fun of you, which is fine. We were going to talk about how when things don't go your way, there's so many different ways that this can be construed, I suppose. There's so many different ways this can be applied to somebody's life where things don't go your way, where, you know, if you get married and have kids and then the marriage doesn't work and things just don't go the way that you've always thought they would. I think especially with millennials and the generation that always got the green participation ribbon, you know, I think I'm technically considered a millennial because I was born after 1980. I thought the cutoff was 1990, but I guess I'm not. I was always told growing up, as you know, as you should be like nurtured and told to chase your dreams. And I think that's a great thing. But, you know, you were always told that just enough hard work and just dream it and have a passion and it will happen. And that's where you need to start. But the outside circumstances and outside factors are not always in your favor that way. For instance, the job that I have been working towards for a very, very long time, which I unfortunately cannot talk about because of the security of it when I do get the job, when, not if, but it's a very big if.
CIA. CIA.
CIA. Let's go with that. The CIA. I, you know, when I wanted to start working for the CIA.
It's not like we're not already on a list somewhere, so yeah, go for it.
Right? You said titillating or something earlier, so we're on someone's list. Tittering is what you said. Just to say that again, tittering. So I was, you know, when I looked into the career that I wanted to pursue, you could only get in through some very, very limited channels. And one of them was to go to school and get a very, very specialized bachelor's degree. And there happened to be a school here in Arizona that offered it. So I didn't even have to pay out of state tuition. It was fantastic. So I did my entire bachelor's degree in 3 years because I was so excited. I powered through. I took 18 to 22 credits a semester. I was working 45 hours a week full time as a chiropractic assistant. And I got my degree. And that degree I got 4 years ago. December is 4 years since I got my degree. After I got my degree, they changed the way that you get in. And it's been such a process because now it's not favoring people with degrees. It's a whole different game. And it just got changed in August that they're kind of going back to the old way after almost 4 years of making all of us with degrees wait. And it's just this whole long process. So now I'm in the next steps finally. But then if I get past the next step, then I go into this hiring pool and then it is literally a random lottery to get pulled. There's further from this next step. There's nothing as far as all of my qualifications and everything that I've done since graduating that will make me stand out from any other applicants. And it's so frustrating because it's just not going my way. I have worked so hard and I've poured so much energy and time into trying to make this go my way that it's not going my way. And that's one of the reasons I have that book in my Overdrive library app, because it's like, you know, I have spent literally like the last almost 7.5 years working towards this. And this is all I want to do with my life. And I really have to accept the fact that it might not be my reality. And when you've been working towards a life career for so long, it really is like to pump the brakes it's hard. It's hard. So I'm turning to books to try and cope and try and before this is the window is really shut, because there's an age limit. So I have a few more years before I'm completely 100% ineligible. I'm trying to ease that pain before it happens, so it doesn't all come crumbling down on me at once. So I think part of when things don't go your way is when you are having an opinion, or, you know, something like the election, or if you have a certain way that you want things to go. I think a really good way to not necessarily like prepare for not getting what you want, but to ease the pain of if it doesn't go your way, is to just, I think, consider the possibility that it will not. Like the election, not everybody, but most people have a party that they're voting for and they're pretty adamantly against the other party. And I think for half of us, it's going to go our way and half it's not. And I think it's as far as if you want yourself to not just be over consumed by rage or insert emotion here, if you just prepare yourself for the possibility that it might not go your way ahead of time, then you're already, I think, you've got like a foot in the door, so that if, you know, someone slams the door on your foot, then it's, well, that's just being slammed on your face.
For me, that smacks too much of preparing for failure, or doing that thing that I think we've all done and still do sometimes, where it's just like, well, I don't want to, you know, hope on the good thing. I want to focus on the bad thing, because if I do, I don't want to let myself down. You know, I remember reading a book, and it was, what if it all goes right? And it talked about what if upping, you know, instead of what if downing. Well, I don't want to do this thing because what if this happens? And what if this happens? And what if this happens? Yeah, but what if this happens? What if the good thing happens? And being able to focus on the good possibility is what moves you forward. Two football teams go out. If one of them entertains the possibility, now one of them is going to lose unless there's a really, really rare draw. But if one of them entertains a possibility that they're going to be the one to lose, and chances are they're going to be the one to lose. So you have to both go in full bore, whole hog, and other words of, you know, analogy that this might really work
total
out.
Cow.
Otherwise,
entire chicken.
The whole nine yards, which is a great movie.
All right.
Because otherwise, you're just giving your excuses not to move forward with this. And I think that's part of why. Now, one of the candidates is doing what we've been calling a scorched earth campaign, where it's just like everything is just burning as he goes. And if I don't win, then it's all going to suck. I think, though, both candidates, or even in other elections, they have to believe that they're going to win. No, we're going to win. We're going to absolutely win because this and this and this and this and this. Because once you start entertaining that thought of you're going to lose, then everybody around you is going to go, oh, well, then maybe I shouldn't even bother voting. One of the other things I wanted to talk about, though, get back to what you said about millennials, and we had talked about that in our episode about entitlement, about them being a little too coddled and things like that. One of the things that needs to happen for all of us is there needs to be some preparation. Now, contrary to what I just said with the election,
you have to prepare for failure?
You have to experience failure, because failure is good for you. You know, failure is a stepping stone to success. You know, it teaches you so that, you know, if you're doing something that you're not doing right, it teaches you what you need to do, shines a bright, shiny light on the things you need to work on. It helps guide you. You know, if you're ever driving and you're suddenly going off and you hit the drunk bumps, it's like, oh, starting to fail, time to move back. And it also helps thicken your skin. So you want to fail, and you want to fail early. You want to fail early on in whatever your endeavor is. I remember I was watching the Actor's Studio, and I think it was Laura Linney, and she was talking about how she was at Juilliard and she was just having such a hard time of it. She's like, I'm gonna quit, that's it, I'm done. And I think it was her counselor pulled her aside and said, listen, fail here. You're supposed to make all your big mistakes here, You're supposed to make a big, you know, screw it up as much as you can and then learn how to fix it. So that when the big part is on the line, you're not wasting everybody's time and yourself. So that when you're, let's say you're at the, you know, the Super Bowl and you're starting to lose, if you've never failed before, it's going to emotionally crush you and you're never going to be able to move forward beyond that. However, if you've had failures before, you're like, oh, I know how this works. Me personally, when I first started doing...
I don't know about that Super Bowl analogy, because I think if you get all the way to the Super Bowl and you lose, you're still pretty crushed. But well,
yeah,
continue.
But while it's happening, I'm saying, while it's happening, if you want to pull yourself out of that hole, when I first started doing podcasting and we had technical difficulties, once I got used to it, later on when we had more of a following and it would happen again, I was calm enough that I could go, okay, let me try this, all the while talking. Because when it first happened, I had an hour that I lost Charles. And I'm like, this is a live show. I have to keep talking for an hour potentially by myself. And it finally figured it out. And we were able to connect again. But there was a lot of freaking out and it took longer than it should have. Whereas when it happened after that, you know, I just got used to it. It's like, it's part of it. So I'm able to remain calm and figure out what's going on. So failure is actually good for you and you want to be able to experience it. So when things don't go your way, that can be very, very helpful. Especially, what if that thing that you've been going for isn't what you were supposed to do or isn't the best thing that you could do? You have an opportunity to do something else, but you would never have seen this opportunity if you have not gone down the hallway of what you were doing. Or maybe you've learned skills from the classes you took and
from
everything.
From the process, yeah.
Exactly. And we can talk a lot more about that after the break.
What happens when a self-help comedian and a social media manager both have a passion for podcasting and come together to support a common cause? A podcast is born. So what exactly is the Water Relief Podcast? Each week, BC Dodge and R. Mordant Mott from the Success Freaks Podcast sit down with staff members and volunteers to talk about IRUSA efforts in the United States and abroad. So how can you listen to the podcast? Download from IRUSA.org. You can also find it on Blueberry.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Subscribe and download the Water Relief Podcast today.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 274. When things don't go your way, what do you do then? What do you do, Kirsten?
Well, I did want to touch on something that you had said earlier about how...
Go on.
Not just preparing to fail and accepting that. I think there's a difference between, you know, if two people are running for president, they both have to act like they're going to win. They both have to believe they're going to win. There's that, but I think there's also, as they both entered the presidential race, they both knew there was a chance they couldn't. Like, you don't enter into a dream or, like, you don't start pursuing a goal without knowing that there's one of usually two ways, sometimes multiple ways, but usually there's, like, one of a couple ways it's going to go. Otherwise, you wouldn't start it. And so I think having just that awareness, I think there's a difference. I think what you were talking about, super important, like not going into something thinking you're going to fail and doing that, but also having that kind of knowledge, I suppose,
right?
Or just kind of the acceptance or that kind of nod to the fact that it might not go your way. You're still pursuing it. You still believe it's going to. But if you have that kind of just that notion in the back of your head that it might not, I believe it will and all that, but I think there's, I don't know, maybe in my brain I feel like there's a difference, but maybe there isn't, and I'm just trying to make myself feel better about this career that might not ever work out for me.
I just don't like when people lament about it, when they're like, well, you know, they start telling me all the stuff that's wrong with their life, and I'm like, well, what's going right? Well, what about, tell me the good thing about this possibility, and they're like, oh, I don't want to jinx it. It's like, jinx it, because right now you're just pointing out how chances are you're not going to get this thing that you want, and you're bringing me down. So,
well, and if you talk about getting it, then that's, you know, that's the secret. That's putting out the positive vibes towards it.
Yes.
I had a thought. It died. Oh, rest in peace. Where's the bagpipes and Amazing Grace?
Sorry, I don't do that.
Rest in peace to my thought. Your turn.
Okay. I'm like, she's shucking and jiving. She's trying to remember and nothing.
And nope.
Sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
But
sometimes that can be a very serendipitous. I mean, I've made a career out of things not going our way. When we do the Tortuga Twins, we create a forum in which it's okay to make a mistake and the fans love it. And those turn out to be some really, really great things. I remember being in acting class and hearing about one of my acting teachers was doing a film, and somebody was trying to get a line, He's watching, and they just kept flubbing it, and he finally got pissed off. He might have been in the scene, and he's throwing stuff and being angry and tossing and cursing and all that, and he was on camera, and they used what he did there for another scene where he needed to be like that. It was like, that was great. We're just going to use that mistake.
Yeah, awesome.
You know, what was it? Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, when he faces the guy with the sword, the big guy, and he's whipping the sword around. He just kind of goes, ugh, pulls out his gun and shoots. Harrison Ford had dysentery and had been sick all week, and they had this big fight scene planned, and I thought it was an improv, but I think they talked about it. Why don't we just try this? And they tried it, and it's one of the iconic things of the movie, you know? So you don't know. When things don't go your way, sometimes you're gonna stumble into something that's just wonderful, as long as you can be open to it. If you're bitching and complaining the whole way through, you're gonna miss it. If you're not looking for the silver lining, you may be, you know, got your head down in the mud, going, "This sucks," instead of looking up and going, "Oh wow, look where I'm at. Look at this wonderful life I'm living."
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've said this slucks, I tell you. So I remembered what I was going to think, what I was going to say. Back to the, you know, thinking that it might not go the way you want. I agree with you that it's not a good way to go through something, especially because I feel like that's a way that people can give themselves an excuse for if it doesn't. So if you're trying something and you're working towards something, you're like, it's just not going to work. Maybe it's not going to work. And then when it doesn't work, you're like, I was right. Like, I knew it. I agree. That's not a way to use it as an excuse.
Law of attraction stuff. You're just attracting more of those situations to you so that you can be right. See, I'm right. This always happens to me. See, I get to be right. Yes, you get to have a sucky life. A slucky life, too.
Slucky life.
Slucky.
Man.
That's dangerous saying that.
I know. You gotta be careful.
You know, yeah, nobody wants a slucky life.
She's so slucky.
I used to scare Charles because I used to say, here at Success Weeks, we're Father Mucker friendly. It's like, what was that? And you have to really listen. You have to be really careful, too, that you don't, you know, keep the words the way they were.
Mother, father.
Oh, I pooped a little right then. Anyways, see those happy little, that serendipitous things that you step in and you're like, all of a sudden something golden's happening to you, or, you know, you learn something from it, or it's almost like the universe going, look, you need to learn this so that later on you know how to do this. So we're going to put you through this so that you can get there, or so you can share it with somebody else. Things don't go your way. You can turn it into something great. You know, how many books have been written about, wow, my life sucked and this happened, and here's how I got around it, and that helps a lot of people. You know, here
chicken
in
chicken soup for the soul.
That's right, chicken soup. If you like that kind of thing, too much salt,
what?
Not good for you.
Low sodium chicken soup with organic chicken and organic veggies.
Oh my God. Okay, let's get back to the topic at hand. When things don't go your way, like this podcast, we do a lot of tangents. If you don't like tangents, probably not the podcast for you. If you don't like the weird and strange places we go, probably not the podcast for you.
We'll
get back
you.
To it. We'll miss you. Bye. But if you do.
Sorry, we slock.
Well, this is your slucky day, because, you know, it's an ADD ride, but it's a fun ride. So if you like it and you're going to learn something out of it, you know, that's what I think podcasting should be. It should be educational, of course, but entertaining. So edifying and entertaining. So we got the entertaining thing down, and hopefully there's edification in there as well.
When things don't go your way, maybe you're on a tangent of life and you just have to detour back to your normal path. Like we do multiple times in the 1 hour that we talk at you.
Great analogy as I'm taking a sip of my tea.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. And as you're taking a sip of your tea, when your tea doesn't go your way, the tangent is that you poke yourself in the eye with a spoon and then you come back to the podcast in a timely manner when I'm done talking.
All right. Level up. Buttercup. What are you going to do when things don't go your way? What do you do when things don't go your way?
I have said I default to books. I reflect a lot. I do a lot of
self-reflection. Do you pick up books that are about the subject that you're dealing with, or are you just like, nope, take me out. I need to read.
Yes. All of it.
All of it. Okay.
I think I've said this before. I am constantly reflecting on my own life. I spend a lot of time evaluating my own life. I don't know what the ratio is of evaluating it to living it, but it's probably not normal. And when I know that things aren't going my way and I'm really stuck, just in a funk, I don't like to be in the funk. And so I have to figure out the way out of being just not feeling like the funk that I'm in. So I've actually been pouring more time into my YouTube channel, and I've uploaded 3 times in the last week, which I have been super inconsistent over through the whole year. And everybody's commenting like, I'm so glad to see you back. I'm so glad to see you back. And it's really helping me get out of the rut that I'm currently in, because I feel like this is something that I do well and it brings me joy, and I should go back to this, and I should be like, move on that forward momentum path for my YouTube channel. When something else might not have as much forward momentum, I can at least move this part forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just try and find something I can move forward. Or if I didn't have YouTube, maybe I would probably be in the gym more. I've been meal prepping a lot, so I've been working on that as far as moving that part of my life forward, the health part of my life forward. But I think there's a lot of things, aspects to someone's life just besides their career that you can level up. You can move forward in, even though this one section, you're waiting on that last item that you need to level up that part of your character, and you just can't find it anywhere in the freaking world. Move the other parts forward. You know what I mean?
I agree. Don't wait. Don't wait. It's like, and I learned this later in life, but when I learned it, it's so true. Let's say I need this thing. I need this widget to be able to move this project forward. And my buddy over here says he has one, but I need to get in touch with him and I haven't been able to, or this buddy over here says he's looking for it. A lot of times what we'll do is we'll ask that one person and then wait. Okay, no, I because they get it, I don't want to get it somewhere else and then have to tell them, oh, I already got it, because that's rude. It's like, don't do that. What you want to do is ask a bunch of people, or do whatever, whatever, hit a bunch of different things that you need to hit. And whichever the one that comes through for you, great. Now, if you want to do everybody else a solid, you can let them know, hey, found it. Thank you. Stop looking. But don't pick one and then sit on your butt and wait. Don't work on just one thing. I was talking to a buddy of mine named Sparky. Sparky, who's a car stunt driver. But he's also got his fingers in a lot of different other things. And he's talking about how his wife's like, well, what if all of a sudden all these things come to fruition at once? It's like, look, dude, you don't know that any of these are going to come through. If you just wait on one, nothing's going to happen. My damage, my personal damage is not that it's that I drag my feet on everything. I like today when I was working on Success Freaks and posting it, it was easy. I knew what I was doing there. It's a fair, comfortable area that I'm in. So I was happy to work on that when I could have been working on something that may move my life forward. Sure, that needed to be done, but eventually I need to get back to these other things and not just go, well, let me just work on this one thing.
If it's a checklist or a checklist item on Habitica, that is moving your life forward. So do the easy things.
You're right. And we will discuss that more when we come right back.
Welcome back to SF274. Ha ha. Guess who's not going to say it in a weird way this time? Well, this is the On Beyond Success Freaks. All right, I did it. I'm Kirsten. That's Mordant.
Yo.
Yo. Before the break, we were tying a neat little bow on our segment of when things don't go your way. And we always try to give kind of a wrap it up, level up your life. And for me, I think with when things don't go your way, I need to evaluate, see if that's a section of my life I can move forward right now. If it feels completely stuck, I go to a different section of my life and move that forward. As long as I can move something forward, I feel like things will eventually catch up. And that's the trend in my life, but when you're stuck in one, it's hard to see that. So I think if you just try and keep moving other parts of your life forward, that the other stuff will either follow, or you'll be so far ahead in your other sections of things that you're doing that last section, it might not be something that's the forefront. If I push really hard on my YouTube channel to make that successful, and then this career that I've been working for so long doesn't work, and then maybe my YouTube channel explodes, and then that's my income. Wow. Gee. Hey, there you go. There's that other path that I didn't even know was a possibility because I was just pushing on that.
You're like the Cubs.
Ding.
Sports. Yay, sports
ball.
But
I haven't been working on this for 108 years.
Right, right. Yeah, gotcha.
What about you? The level up.
For me, the level up. The level. Yeah, no, I got one. I got one. I was thinking about it before. And then my ADD brain went, hey, look at this.
Things didn't go your way.
Squirrel. For me, it's about take a step back. Take a step back and take a look at it. And see what needs to be done in that section. You know, if it's something that I need to hit harder, go ahead and hit harder. If it's something I need to, you know, maybe take a break from, go out and take a walk. Sometimes I remember when I was writing, I, you know, working on a story and doing it, all of a sudden I'd hit a wall. And then maybe I'd play around the computer a little bit or something. And if it didn't come to me, I would go lie down on the bed and just kind of look up at the ceiling and think. Then somebody would come in and go, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm writing. Really? Like, yep. And then it would come to me. And sometimes it would be just as fast as, it's almost like the muse is waiting for you to lie down. Okay, is he comfortable? He's comfortable. Okay, here's your idea. You're going to get up and do it, and you got to bounce. Otherwise, you'll think of something else, and it'll be gone. So, you know, take yourself away from whatever it is. Or look at it from different angles. Maybe ask a friend. Ultimately, it's up to you and what you want. You know, it's okay to talk to your friends and family about things that, you know, what do you think about this? But ultimately, it has to be your choice, your opinion, because it's your life. So make sure that you do that thing. And if you take that breather, and you know, go walk in a park or go shopping or, you know, no, that's just me. Stuff like that. Go hiking if you're going to hang out with Kirsten. Yeah. But, you know, bring something, you know, a first aid kit.
You know, when things don't go your way, don't you know things can change? Things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day, things will go your way.
Love that song.
Hold on for one more day.
I used to love that song.
Of course. Did you love it in Bridesmaids?
I did. Because
that movie's amazing. Whose name is Stove? What kind of name is Stove anyway? Help me, I'm poor.
Oh my goodness.
Tangent.
Yes. Yes. So here we are in On Beyond, and speaking of, and this is where we can have our tangents and eat them too. What would you like to chat about? You know, we could talk about movies. We could talk about politics. We could talk about.
Oh, politics. So, nobody ever talks about politics right now.
No, not today.
I don't. I'm so ready for the election to be over. I think most of us are at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I love it, but I'm ready for the next phase. Let's get on and see what we're going to become.
Where we're going from here. Yeah. Movies. I haven't seen a movie in a while. Have you seen Doctor Strange?
I've seen it twice. Or one and a half times. I was kind of dozing in and out. Not because of the movie, because for some reason I'd eaten something or, you know, I was tired or whatever. But it was good. It was good. Uh-huh. And the second time I watched it, I actually liked it a little more. First time I watched it, I... Not because I was dozing, but the first time I watched it, I was like, I hope this has the legs. I'm not sure if it will, but apparently it did better than a lot of the Marvel movies. And it's like, what? So, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch.
What?
It's weird watching him without the British accent, though.
It's like House.
Yes.
Hugh Laurie.
If you want to see Hugh Laurie from House with a Cockney accent, go to... what is it? It's the second season. Is it the second season or third? It's the third season of Blackadder, and he plays the Prince of Wales, and he plays this an idiot, and of course Rowan Atkinson is his manservant who's really smart and just oh god, that guy. So
you can also watch the live action 101 Dalmatians because he has his British accent in that as well.
Right.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? It's fine.
Whatever. You know.
It's fine. What other movies are out? What am I missing out?
Are we really going to be talking? So here's our movie review. I don't know what else is out. I know Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is coming out.
I cannot wait for that.
It's, yes. And I hear there's going to be 5 movies.
That is such a great way for them to milk this and make as much money as possible. I can't wait.
Yeah, take my money. Take my money.
There's some things that when they stretch them out into long trilogies or... extended things that they weren't meant to be that you're like, really? You're just going to just really try and capitalize on this and put out mediocre stuff, but Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, 5 movies, I'm in. I am in.
It's just, it's like the book itself is just about the beast, so she's just writing stories for this.
Good.
That was more of a question.
I don't know. Make it a reality.
And it's
perfect.
You're learning about the American wizards and how that all started and things like that. So I wonder if they'll get into their different houses. So
I would guess that they would, since they released all that on Pottermore.
Yeah. Pottermore.
That would be neato burrito. Did you know when you go to Harry Potter World in California, I'm guessing there's somewhere in Florida where you can do this as well at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, you can buy butterbeer.
Yeah.
And you can buy it either regular or frozen. And I highly recommend the frozen over the regular, if that matters. But there's one place inside the Three Broomsticks, kind of in the corner, where you can get it with a shot of rum in it. And nobody knows this. And I feel like it's my duty for anybody going to Harry Potter World to just notify people of that. Because when you read it in the books, how butterbeer warms you from the inside.
Right.
I feel like there's something there that they weren't explaining. And if you go to the Three Broomsticks, I bet you can figure it out. Nobody told me. I didn't get to have it. I always had it plain. I had like 8 of them. God, it was so good. It's so good.
What does it taste like?
It's okay. So the frozen is way better. I think the plain just kind of tastes like cream soda. The frozen is like it's a mix between like a slushy and a milkshake, and it's caramel and butterscotch and cream soda and like a hint of, I don't know if it's cinnamon or nutmeg, or maybe I'm going crazy. And then on the top, they put this, it's supposed to like simulate like the froth, but it's like a whipped, vanilla ice cream that goes on top. Ugh. It's just 1,000,000,000 grams of sugar and calories. And when you're in a theme park and you are in blissful Harry Potter nerd world, it's all you want. That's it. It's so good when you're walking around like Honeydukes and all of the treats that you've read about and seen in the movies are there. It's like, yes, give me all the butterbeer.
You sound like He Who Shall Not Be Named right there. Maybe that was his problem. Tom Riddle had too much butterbeer.
Or not enough. I'd be a grumpy villain too. I would find friends in snakes if I didn't have 8 butterbeers a day. Well, I had 8 over 2 days. Maybe I only had 6. It doesn't matter. Maybe I had 6.
Did you have some this morning too?
It's all a haze. I really don't know anymore. I have butterbeer fudge. I got some of that at Honeydukes. Woo! And I am pacing myself on it. I am making it last, which is pretty easy because it's incredibly dense and very sweet. But it's so good.
Sounds like many people I know. Incredibly
dense and sweet?
Very sweet.
You are the epitome of butterbeer, my friend.
That's it. That's
and they're
perfect.
Like, oh my gosh, I warm you from the inside and I bring you great joy?
Sure. Sure.
Yep. We're so sneaky.
Yeah. All right, you got anything else? You're about to wind this thing down.
No, but that was really slucky.
Thank you. That's where I went in my head with that, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Success Freaks. As always, this is R. Mordant Mon.
And this is the butterbeer-filled, I was going to say Mariah Carey-loving, but we didn't even talk about her. Spice Girls-loving.
Here you go.
Whatever. It's me. Hi, it's me. We're leaving. Goodbye.
Ciao, Success Freaks. Boom, baby.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A
laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.